Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. He is Leroy Butler. We broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Executive producer on today's show, as always, Dan Plucker. Coming up at 3:45, Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette, will tell us what happened at practice earlier this afternoon. But right now, who is getting the most of your attention? Bucks, Brewers, or Packers? Dan Plucker, just a couple moments ago, put this up on social media, onto Twitter, as a poll question. I'll tell you what those results are once we go through what we believe, or what we is getting most of our attention at this point. Leroy, we'll start with you. Who is getting the most of your attention right now, whether it be looking at social media posts, reading up on them on websites, watching them on TV, kind of combination of everything? Who are you paying most attention to, Bucks, Brewers, or Packers?
Well, Dez Bryant being with the Ravens getting a tryout, moreover, if Antonio Brown landed for his quarantine with the Packers, I'd be paying attention to the Packers. But I'm not. I'm paying attention to these Bucks, man. Because this ain't supposed to happen. Okay? Now I did like the way the Brewers battled. Now I did like that. And after the three, you know, they beat the Cubs three games, you know, okay, they was pulling my attention. But hey, man, my mind on number 3422, okay, and Booten. They got to get this thing turned around. That's where all the whole state attention should be. Because out of everything going on, this team ain't supposed to be down 0-1. Say what you want, okay? So that's where my focus at. Now, again, if doing this big show, highly rated show, radio.com and all that kind of stuff, everybody should
award-winning, Leroy. Award-winning.
We give ourselves our own awards.
Award-winning.
Antonio Brown is signed doing this show, shiny object for me, I'm going straight to the Packers. I don't even care what the subject would be. If Dan Plucker, our executive producer with gray hair, by the way, and wears a size 16 shoe, and he ain't but an inch taller than me, I don't get it. But, hey, God is good. If he waving his Steve, hey, man, I got breaking news. They just signed Antonio Brown. I don't care what we're talking about.
Actually,
I'm crowbarring that in and talk about it.
Actually, he did tell me in the break there was some Packer news. I didn't think it was worthy of going on there with, but since you brought it up.
Well, don't even worry about that then. If it ain't Antonio Brown, I don't care.
No, they cut a couple of guys. That's all. Not a big deal, though.
Are they starters?
No. Travis Bruffy and Travis Fulgham, the wide receiver they just got from the Lions.
Hey, man, I just asked Siri who those two guys were. She said she'll get back to me after I hang up.
Understood.
So my thing is this. It got to be the one that shocked most people the most. You're missing three of your top guys, and you get beat the way you got beat. For me, Gary, and I'm going to yield my time to you, my brother, it has to be the Bucks for me.
So Leroy's is the Milwaukee Bucks after the Bucks get upset by the Orlando Magic yesterday. Who is it for you, Bucks, Brewers, or Packers at this point? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Gary Ellerson.
Fluent situation, Steve.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I think I came up with this topic maybe last week at some point.
And, Monday.
We just not getting to it. We were coming off.
Well, you saved it at a good time.
And it was the Brewers, though.
You're right, Gary. It was the Brewers.
They beat the Cubs and took three out of four against the Cubs. It was the Brewers all day long.
You are right, Gary.
Bucks hadn't started the playoff yet. Packers are, it was the Brewers on Monday for me.
Great point. Great
fluid
point.
Situation. And now I don't know how nobody.
How no?
In your right mind, you cannot say it's not the Bucks. The Bucks are number one. I don't know where the Brewers are now because last night it was a no-hitter. I'm going to throw on them, Joker. Right.
That's a good team. That's a good team, though. So I'm all right with them struggling with. That's a good team. Minnesota's a good team.
I don't know.
The Packers probably last, Gary.
Yeah, well,
right?
let me just say this. To say that.
Okay.
It's most definitely the Bucks right now.
100.
And it's probably going to be the Bucks probably throughout this unless something crazy happens.
Oh, preach.
With the Brewers, which I don't think that's going to crazy happen.
Preach.
The only thing that's in top of mind right now, right, Leroy's right, if there's an Antonio Brown signing or if they go get Dez, if they do
right.
something like that, then you might throw them at. But right now, Bucks number one. For me right now, I'm still interested in what the Brewers are doing. Brewers are number two for me, and Packers are number three until they go do something.
And most
right
of
now,
that,
we just got pitter patter. Yes, Leroy, we just got pitter patter news right now. I mean,
right.
I know Steve watching the wire and stuff and seeing what everybody talking about. Steve always get like this during the NFL season where he's on Twitter and this stuff happens, guys reporting this, blah,
so
blah, blah.
True.
He gets all geeked up about this. Every year he does.
Every year.
15 years. Yep. Doing it 15 years.
Well,
And he shined out you too. I mean, I get it. But
yeah.
right now, nothing's going on with the Packers. I got nothing.
Yeah, I think a lot of that.
I can't even see them.
A lot of that too, because ain't no preseason game. Had it been a preseason game coming up, we'd probably cover it more. I'm more excited.
Jordan Love throw for like 2-3 interceptions, you know.
Right. So I would actually put them behind. Can't wait to hear from Kamala Harris tonight. I would put the Bucks way number one, the Packers way number four. Unless, okay, they sign somebody and Steve said, whoa, and Plucker jump all over. He said, oh, man, this they just signed a starter or a guy that's a big name enough, Steve, that we know. Or a guy you thinking, that's the missing piece for a Super Bowl. Because when George Koontz, my brother, he's inside the Butler bubble, when he hurt his knee and Robert Brooks, my other brother, they said, well, who's going to replace these guys? Ron Cox. He played linebacker for the Bears. Don Beebe, you know, these are the guys that had to step up. Those things were impactful. Until Thursday at 4:30, not 4:30, 4:30, okay, when the Bucks tip off and they're up 25 after one quarter, then I feel better. Other than that, to me, Steve, it's the Bucks.
All right, so right now the question is who's getting the most of your attention right now? It's Bucks, Brewers, Packers. As of right now, 62.4% say the Milwaukee Bucks.
Only 62%.
23.5% say the Milwaukee Brewers. 14.1% say the Green Bay Packers are still getting the most of your attention right now. What about you? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's ask Vinny in Brookfield. Vinny, who's getting most of your attention right now? Is it Bucks, Brewers, or Packers?
Actually, it's going to be the Bucks because it's playoff time and they're the number one thing. Everybody relates to Giannis. He's a superstar of our own. So, yes. It's sad that they're not playing right here in town, but they do have a legitimate shot to win the world championship, so absolutely would be the most.
Wait, Vinny. You're the biggest Packer fan in the world. How can you say the Bucks?
It's not Packer season.
You're going to wait until September.
When Packer season starts, everything's forgotten.
Okay.
Everything's forgotten. But, Leroy, I've got a question for you. A good fan question. This came up the other day when the Bucks lost to the Magic. Now, I know you love sports. I love sports. I've played sports. So I'll get to the point. We see this all the time. A team has another team on their schedule. They know they're not that talented. They overlook them. They look past them. They take them for granted.
Yeah.
But the game's four quarters. So if you came out flat or you're getting outplayed, you still have three more quarters. Supposedly, allegedly, you have more talent. Why did you lose that game even if you did overlook them? You still have another three-quarter, two-quarter. You have more talent, and you still lost the game.
That's a good question. It is a good question.
Leroy, is that my cousin Vinny?
No, that's my brother Vinny.
That's my brother Vinny.
I thought it was my cousin Vinny.
Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you, boss.
Vinny is the guy that's helping me develop my Leroy Leap Brot, by the way. You know what? I thought about this on the way to, this is a true story.
What kind of Leap Brot you got going? Wait, hold up.
We're developing it.
What kind of Leap Brot you got?
It's the best brot you ever had, Gary.
It's filled with ghost peppers, jalapenos, all kinds of really hot stuff. Super spicy. It's going to make you leap right out of your seat into the Lambeau Field stands.
That's not true. Listen. I remember this.
What kind of elite sausage you got, cuz?
We got a hot in the mile. We'll get into it. But we are developing. That's the start. I can't say right now because we're still tinkering with it. But, okay. Gary.
Are you making it yourself at your house or where y'all making it?
No, man. Vinny making it in Brookfield. He's the expert. I just got the ingredients. He know how to make it.
Were y'all making it out of the house? You making it out of your home?
No, man.
It downstairs out in the garage? Where y'all doing
this? This is first class stuff, Gary. This first class.
The best brat sausage I ever had, Leroy. One of my boys over here make it out of his garage. I mean, it's the die for.
No, I don't know if I'll eat that, but I bet my two times better than that one.
He got the cases and all, Leroy.
Oh, man, I done did all that. You're going to see some film of me actually making it, Garrett, like putting it in the case.
Okay.
But to Vinny's point, Steve, you know I asked the secondary. I said, who's the starting quarterback we played? And it was Paul Justin. I said, guys, who's the starting? It was on a Monday before we played. I said, who's the starting quarterback for the Colts? Nobody knew. Dead serious.
Why would it matter?
What you mean? You can't take. That's Benny's point. You can't take people for granted.
Oh, stop.
That's why we got beat.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
If I walked in there and said, okay, it's Peyton Manning, you're going to feel like your adrenaline going, right? Right?
Right, right.
Okay, I'm finna put in some work. Man, I don't even know.
That's like saying,
tell us.
Yeah, but wait, hold on.
We didn't know.
Okay, so from that perspective, because you know it's Mitch Trubisky, it's going to get your juices flowing?
No, it's not.
It's Mitch Trubisky.
No. That's my point. If it's, who the Bears got a good quarterback?
Nick Foles is who they got now.
No. I'm talking about back in the day.
McMahon?
Say it was McMahon. Oh, boy, I'm ready to go. Strap him up. Bears rival. Let's go. But it's Mitch Trubisky, man. I don't know, dog. Do I really want to stretch? It makes you feel that. That's human nature.
So then from that perspective,
it happens. You take teams lightly.
Okay,
you
so do. That means for the last 20 years, 25 years, the Packers really do get the defense's best punch because they've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and teams get up to face these two.
Absolutely. That's why you get upsets, man. If you don't take people serious, that's why I said yesterday, on any given Sunday or any given Tuesday, you know, you can get beat if you don't take people seriously. You got to treat everybody like they're LeBron or Michael. Otherwise, you get the Van Vliet's wide open, make these threes. People didn't know who these guys was on the Magic. I mean, we have to do it for our job. But most people say, well, wait a minute. Why would you leave this guy wide open? Well, I know, Steve, you had reminded me, the center that put up 35 points, he always does this to the Bucks. Well, they know that coming in. Why couldn't Lopez defend him? So what you got, the mental aspects of it, that's why the question at 2 o'clock was so perfect, spot on. The mental aspect, why can't you get up for a team like Detroit the same way you get up for a team like Minnesota? Why does that happen? Why do the Packers struggle with Detroit all the time? Has to take Hail Marys to beat them sometimes. Not when they had Herman Moore and Barry Sanders. That's when they were good. But they had Blau, the quarterback, and they're struggling with this team. How does that happen? But you'll get a guy, you know, a top quarterback, and you'll just kind of defend him a little bit differently. Human nature makes that. You got to fight past that. And that's what the assistant coaches would do. That the assistant coach is the one that came in and say, oh, it's Paul Justin. So you guys better read up on him because you don't want to get caught slipping. And guess what? A team hadn't won beat us.
Hey, I got some news out of the NFL from Adam Schefter. I don't know if you saw it or not. It's from last hour. So like 25 minutes or so ago.
That's breaking news. What is it?
Okay, breaking news of the fan brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The Ravens just get better and better and better.
Dez? They signed Dez?
No. No, hold on here. No, Plucker's saying that's not true. Is that not true? All right, I'm not going to read it.
Well, don't read it.
He's saying
he's saying anyway, Steve.
Man, Michael Lombardi.
Anyway.
No. Michael Lombardi even went for it. I'm feeling good. I'm glad Plucker's looking at it.
No, don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. No, I'm not going to say it. Forget it.
Unless you say my favorite word, allegedly.
No, it's fake news.
Give me the fake news they were talking about, Steve.
Don't give it no energy.
No.
Don't do it.
Jewelry center, Gary. Tell us about that. That's not fake.
Talk to my good friends at the jewelry center. There's no fake news at the jewelry center. 76 Lake and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, on Blue Mountain Road.
It's all real diamonds?
It's all real diamonds. Third location.
It ain't no Cuban zirconia.
Burlington, Wisconsin. No Cuban zirconia, but if you want a Cuban, probably can get one. But no, it's all real. USDA, we can get it done. Go see my good friend Dean Murray. He's the owner, guys. Go check him out today, y'all. If you want, one of my good friends today called me and says, "Hey, Gary, look here. I got some stuff, good friend. My good friend Jerry Vance. I go ahead and throw his
name. That's my guy. Yeah. I love him. That's my guy.
Light skinned guy. Real light skinned. My good friend Jerry
freckles
Vance
too.
Called me up today. Yeah, he got a light skinned brother with freckles. My good friend Jerry Vance called me up today. He said he's looking to trade some jewelry in. I said, "Hey, dude, you got to go to the jewelry center.
That's right.
They're going to give you the most money for your old gold jewelry. You guys got jewelry laying around your house right now. We got that pandemic going on. Folks ain't making the money that you should make. You got jewelry that you ain't really using because you ain't going out. You ain't doing nothing to go wear to show it off. So go trade it in and get you some cash money from my good friend Dean Murray at the jewelry center. Now, listen, if you're like a lot of guys, you're looking to propose, pop the question. If you want that diamond ring, go see my good friend Dean Murray at the jewelry center. Guys, if they don't have it, they can design it. Guess my good friend Leroy Butler. I was Leroy Butler best man. That joker had like 6 boxes in my pocket. Weighing them down. I had the tight pants on. Had the real tight pants on because I couldn't get them 6 boxes in my pocket. They were all bulging out and everything. Guys, go check him out today. It's Dean Murray at the jewelry.
You just made Gilbert Brown's day. You just made Gilbert Brown's day. Because he always talk about you wearing the skinny jeans now that you all got that V-shape.
I had the tight pants on,
cuz. Yeah, that's so nice.
Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Ryan Wood will join us, our Green and Gold Insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette, coming up at about 3:45 or so. And I already know one question I plan on asking, and Gary and Leroy probably can answer it for me before I get to Ryan, but I'm still going to ask Ryan. And that is, without being there to see, right, because I'm relying on social media, is Aaron Rodgers more aggressive, Gary, in training camp practices as far as throws he's willing to take versus when you get to the regular season? Because, again, today, Adrian Amos with an interception off of him. I think that's his second in 2 days off of Rodgers. And I'm not sitting here. Kirksey has an interception off of him as well, I think. I'm not throwing the panic button by any stretch of the imagination because he throws picks in training camp. This is what he's done for quite a while now. He doesn't throw them in the regular season, but I just wonder, without being there, whether or not he's willing to take some more of those aggressive shots downfield, and then when the regular season comes, he's no longer willing to take those, if that's why the interceptions occur, or is it something else? Him just knocking off the rust, and that's why he struggles in training camp with the interception issues?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's probably a good question that, you know, our insiders probably could ask him. I don't know. Maybe he is taking more chances in training camp and, you know, working on stuff, you know.
Well, I mean, you've been up at training camp the last several years. Do you notice him taking chances when you watch him in training camp practices? Not this year, obviously, you haven't been up there, but in previous years?
No, I really haven't. Same Rodgers. Yeah, no.
So when he throws those picks, they're just bad throws or bad reads or.
Well, it appears. I mean, I haven't noticed this week, but it appears in this training camp, it appears they're just bad throws. I mean, that's what they're saying on Twitter.
Oh,
like he's throwing it right to guys.
Right.
Oh, wow. So here's the thing. There's no context to it because nobody knows. They don't know what coverage it was. They don't know if the guy ran the wrong route. It's a lot of things you don't know. So I don't even put any energy into that. Just like I don't put any energy into seeing a guy in shorts run through a line and score a touchdown.
Okay, you give no energy to that. Then in training camp practice, nobody on defense got excited when they got a turnover of Brett in the offense?
Nah.
So there was no celebrating when somebody got a pick?
No. You don't do that with your teammate. No. It's just inner squad stuff.
I've seen the Packers do it in past years when I've been up at training camp, high-fiving and defensive coaches yelling and screaming and hipping, hollering and going crazy when you get a turnover of a quarterback.
That's false chatter, but when you put on the tape, you see the San Francisco didn't throw the ball for 2 hours. They just ran the ball.
Right. Well, there is that. Yeah.
Fake chatter. Man, I don't want to hear that. Do it on Sunday. That's what I want to hear. But in practice, of course, you do your job. Because I don't want people to think just he throwing a bad pass. That guy could made a great defensive play. You know, that happens. I mean, he's not like Superman. Well, not anymore. I mean, some guy could have jumped over a guy and, you know, made a great play. A receiver could have ran the wrong route because there's no chemistry. It's just a lot going into to put energy into what people are saying, and you're reading it.
Well, the other part of this is, I've seen it. I've been there. I've seen it myself where, you know, it almost feels like it's a defense versus offense thing. And the competitive nature kicks in for both sides when they get in those red zone drills and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but I will most certainly tell you that sometimes it does get to be a offense versus a defense. We have seen – now, Leroy probably didn't do it, but we have seen fights at training camp.
Yes.
I mean, oh, no, I ain't doing fighting. Mm.
Yeah, Leroy's running to the bike. Yeah. I mean, he's calling Gibber Brown right away. They give or take care of it. But so it does get heated. Don't think it doesn't get heated at training camp. We see Bakhtiari go at it with a couple guys in the last couple of years. So it's real. I don't know what Rodgers is doing as far as with his reads and those types of things. Or is he taking more chances in practice more than he takes in games? I wouldn't really know that.
He's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. We'll talk to Ryan Wood coming up in about 15 minutes from
Leroy,
right now.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all never got fights, Leroy?
No,
offense, defense?
No, we ain't.
You never.
I seen guys be sell wolf tickets, but it ain't no, ain't no taking the helmet off.
Little chicken fight, you put your chest on the joke and walk around in circles.
It just makes me stick on my stomach. I see a guy snatch a helmet off and throw it, and he's your teammate. It's just so lame to me. All that tough guy stuff. You do all that fighting, right? But the next play, you get pancaked. Why didn't you fight then? So my thing. Channel that energy in helping us win. All that tough guy stuff, man. All the tough guys are in jail. Okay.
Yeah. Well, not all of them, energy. Boy. All of them in jail.
What other one gonna get caught? Put it that way. All this tough guy stuff. Give me a break.
There you go, Steve. You heard about all the tough guys.
It's wrestling. Stuff, it's wrestling. From it's like wrestling, man.
I don't know, man. Wayne Simmons wasn't in jail. He appeared pretty tough to me.
He did it in the game, though. Okay. He wasn't doing it in practice. He saved it for the game. He ain't got one fight in the game. Locker room, that's different.
All right, coming up next, we're going to.
You got that? That's different. That's different.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Bucks guard Wesley Matthews. He's been in this league a long time.
Yeah,
we'll see what he thinks of this whole bubble environment and how the Bucks played yesterday and what lies ahead tomorrow. He spoke just a few minutes ago. We'll hear from Wes Matthews up next here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and this guy, Wesley Matthews, talked earlier today about losing to the Magic yesterday and what lies ahead in game two.
To know kind of what you thought of the defensive performance yesterday and then what you guys worked on today to kind of shore some things up on that end.
Well, obviously it was a performance that we would have liked, but credit them. You know, we can't take all of the fault. You know, the Magic, they came out, they played with a lot of intensity, a lot of urgency, they made some shots. And, you know, today is just what the playoffs is all about. It's looking at tape, looking at film, tweaking some things, seeing where you can get better, make a couple adjustments. You know, it's not like they're, I mean, well, hopefully they don't open up a whole different playbook that no one's seen. But, you know, I think it's the same team over and over. It's going to be the little things. It's going to be the toughness battles, the 50-50 balls, the offensive rebounds, the defensive rebounds, who's going to value each possession more. You know, that's what playoff series come to.
The Magic really run Terrence Ross and Evan Fournier just around a ton of screens. And obviously that's difficult in its own, but when Vucevic can pick and pop off of that, just how difficult is that for you guys to contain from a help perspective and then getting back to the shooters?
Well, they're a tough cover. They're a tough cover. And they got a lot of guys that can score. They got a lot of guys that are dangerous. You know, they run an offense that's very much catered to the personnel that they have, and they played well. We're not going to take that away from them at all. They played well. We got to be better at certain things. You know, be ready to throw the ball up at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow and get after it again.
Thor Stevenson.
Wesley, one of the things that stood out about this team, specifically during the regular season before the hiatus, is the joy that you all played with. Where did that love for the game go? I'm sure you all still love the game, but just exhibiting that fun. Are you guys having fun right now? And if not, why not? Obviously, it's easier when you're winning, but you get my drift.
I mean, you said it right there. Obviously, it's different. It's a different situation being here in the bubble and not having friends, family. But it's different for everybody, so we're not making that excuse by any means. Yeah, we're still definitely having that joy. It's just a matter of clicking and finding that rhythm again. And we found it in stretches. We have it. We know that it's there. I just got to keep going back to – we got to credit Orlando. You know, they came out and they kicked our ass at every level. We got to be better at every level of the game. We got to assert ourselves. We got to be more aggressive on both ends of the court. And I think that we will like where we stack up if we do all those things. But there's no question. We still are having plenty of fun, plenty of joy. Team is as close as of a team that I've been on. The chemistry is great. You know, we just dropped one. We got a chance to get it back on Thursday.
Matt Velasquez.
I'm here. You know, Wesley, obviously you had the adductor injury that kept you out for a little while, and I know you were stretching out a little bit, maybe extra yesterday at some point during the game. How are you feeling physically right now?
It's playoffs. I think everybody's banged up. So it is what it is. Tomorrow at 6, I'll be on that court.
Tanya, go ahead.
What was the mood like if you guys came to practice today?
The mood coming into practice was intense. It was learning, it was humble, but it was still aggressive, it was assertive, it was just, we wish that tomorrow was today, I guess. You know, we wish that we could get to the game, but we saw what we needed to see on film. We worked on what we feel we needed to work on today on the court, and, you know, we still were able to have that joy that Dora was asking about, that fun, you know, even knowing that we were probably the biggest upset of, you know, at least one of. Obviously, the Lakers lost too. You know, one of the biggest upsets of the playoffs so far. So, you know, our confidence isn't rattled. Do we know our urgencies has to increase? Absolutely. No question about that.
Leroy Butler.
Is that crazy to think about that the two top seeds, and it's like happened so rarely that the two top seeds just fall in the first game one?
It's crazy to think about, but if you think about everything going on in the world right now, it's not that crazy anymore. So an advantage you might have from being one seed and all that kind of stuff is it's a fair game. And it's like better for worse. And there's no complaints about it. We just got to go out there. Like I said, credit Orlando. You know, they brought their game and they beat us. And we got to make sure we do something about that going in tomorrow.
There is Wesley Matthews from earlier this afternoon. What do you think, Leroy?
Platinum. Well, hey, man, if you can get out the tennis shoes squeaking and the ball, the bouncing,
so you
ball
can hear them better
and right. All that. I wish we had the kind of we don't have no money, but if we had the kind of technology that can clean that up, you should replay that for every NBA player. That's a grown man talking right there.
Yeah, that's what you need right there.
That's what I want in my locker room. So there's no problem anymore in that locker room if he's there, and that's the reason why Horace brought him in. It ain't for him to score a bunch of points. The toughness that you need to understand, hey, we dropped one. I'm doing the emoji with my shrugs, by the way. Hey, give them some credit. I ain't playing the victim. Give them some credit. We dropped one. But the good news is it ain't over yet. That's what you need right there, Steve. Matthew, that was a platinum interview right there. Full contact. That was
when
great.
Was this, Steve? Was that today?
That was earlier this afternoon, like right when we started the show, right about that time. Okay,
yeah. Great time. You know, we came on with what they said yesterday. That's the kind of bounce back conversation that you want.
Bounce back.
Today. Because what we heard yesterday, no. But this was a bounce back that you want to hear from today. So maybe there is a redirect from them already.
Redirect.
That's behind us moving forward. Let's go do our thing. Because I'm sure they know they got killed in the locker room about, you know, about how the conversation went,
you know,
with them missing home and missing this, that, and the other. I'm sure they got hammered with that.
Something just floated into my brain that,
floated.
I guess I hadn't
thought of anybody. Gary, do you do if come maybe? It's more than anybody, don't you, Gary?
No. It's not an if come maybe. It's just a curiosity question that nobody can answer because nobody's allowed in the stupid bubble from the Milwaukee media perspective, so nobody's going to be able to answer the question. But, you know, back in the day, when Giannis would have a bad game or things weren't going right, he'd go to the gym in the middle of the night and go get up shots and do whatever he had to do to get to that point.
Can't do that no more, Steve.
But can you or can't you?
I don't know. I just said it. I don't know. One would think that you could.
Because, like, if
they're on the campus.
Right. So if you don't play well and you're Middleton and you want to go get some extra shots up and stuff, do you have that ability to do that at night while other games are going on?
There's another gym. There's more than one gym. So if there's a gym open, I'm assuming that you can.
Yeah, but they've got practice. Practice floors set up in conference rooms, Gary, in these resorts.
Right, so they ain't gonna do that.
Right,
They may have one in their own set up where they're at.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Okay,
yeah.
Then there you go. We're gonna walk on downstairs then.
Listen, this is. I'm not gonna compare that to a normal season. They need to get somewhere, sit down, and rest. They need to rest, man. Did you see Jimmy?
Man, they only played eight games, and most of them didn't play all eight games. And they had dang near 4 or 5 days off since their last game. Rest.
They need
Stop.
Rest. They don't need
rest.
Steve, I wish you understand. These guys got a lot going on. They need to sit down, put their feet up, and rest.
Tell me.
They don't need
what?
To be doing that.
That's what Giannis' biggest beef is. They got nothing going on other than basketball right now.
Sit down and rest. Rest, man. You need rest. Because if they're tired down the stretch, they're gonna get beat.
I don't want
to
hear.
And then all y'all fans gonna be ripping them.
They
should have got some rest.
I better not hear anything about anybody being tired, considering how this whole thing is playing out. There are no back-to-backs.
What?
You're playing every other day.
So what?
You had months off leading up to the eight games that you played. Most of you didn't even play all eight games. Most of you didn't even play your regular season minutes during those eight games. There ought to be nobody tired at this point.
I love how you got all the answers, but I'm not.
I'm here for you.
I'm not taking the bait. Just keep moving.
Good. Yeah, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette will tell us how angry and frustrated he is with the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow.
We'll find out about that.
Is anybody
what kind
happy?
Of team is that?
We'll is anybody happy?
No, LaRoy is. We'll find out about that.
I'm always happy.
Next. Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh, live from the Gene Widener Plumbing Studios. GeneWidenerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and this guy here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our green and gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette. He is Ryan Wood. Good afternoon,
Woody.
Ryan.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Wood?
All right.
But you know good.
He in the bathroom, Wood. I apologize.
He in the bathroom?
You in the bathroom.
Bathroom? What's up, Wood? What you know good?
He back now.
Nothing much, man. How's it going, yeah. Gary?
Good. How life treating you?
I'm doing all right.
You know, Leroy, you see Wood posting. Wood, you see, Leroy, you probably don't be on Facebook, but Wood posting all his trip pictures on Facebook, like how much weight he lost and the same shirt he wore like 25 years ago versus the shirt he's wearing now. He posted all his body pics on Facebook and Instagram now. He's trying to be a model, Leroy.
He got his shirt off, Gary?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going that far.
He ain't doing that yet. No.
It's a thirst trap. That's a thirst trap. He's trying to
get close.
He's
getting close, Leroy. I'm trying to tell you. I've been watching him.
You got to do more updates to get you more money, man. You're going to be looking all like a 10. You need more money. So book him some more gifts.
I went in the wrong profession for that.
Hey, Steve, want to ask you about Aaron Rodgers throwing all these interceptions or something. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, before we get to the Aaron Rodgers stuff, I want to get your thoughts on the new media policy that the Packers have put into place, which is pretty much the exact same one the Cowboys have, which is you're not allowed anymore as reporters at training camp to report the fact that who's on the first team, who's on the second team, meaning – earlier in camp, it was, hey, look, Billy Turner's playing right tackle, and we got Taylor at right guard. Oh, Billy Turner's now at right guard, and we've got Ricky Wagner at right tackle. That's how it was early in training camp. And now, as of today, Ryan Wood, if I understand this correctly, you guys are no longer able to report such things.
Right, and that's how it's always been. We've always had the ability. Now, the difference is, of course, the fact that there's no fans in the stands now, which, you know, going into this training camp, I think that there was an understanding in the media that if you were to see multiple running backs on the field and personnel groupings that are abnormal, not your basic personnel groupings, you're not going to report such things because there is a strategic advantage. The move today, and it's a media reporting policy, but let's call it what it actually is. It's not just about us doing our jobs. Why do we do our jobs? Why are we here? What is the reason for our existence? It's for the fans. We are a conduit to the fan base.
Conduit.
And
I like that word.
It has gone so extreme now, and they're within the negotiated rights of the PFWA, but they have gone as extreme as they possibly can. And the bottom line is that they've done a great disservice to their fans. That's what it's about. It's not about me, and it's not about reporters, my colleagues doing our jobs. It's about the fact that look at the environment that we're in right now. Sports is a great distraction to things that are going on. I think we could all agree. The conversations that we're able to have about sports and such things, those are good conversations to have. And we've restricted so much now what can be discussed. And shrouded this in this frankly ludicrous claim that it's a strategic advantage. I'm sorry, but the Minnesota Vikings, just like the Green Bay Packers, just like any other professional football team, are perfectly capable of scouting and preparing for the possibility that Rick Wagner or Billy Turner, both of whom have a ton of film in their NFL career, might be at right tackle. They can do both. It's really, to say it's a strategic advantage is pretty laughable. But it's a disservice to the fan base. It's limiting the transparency to the fan base. You can either believe that this is an organization that is owned publicly by the fans, and as such, there's responsibilities to the fan base, and that's something that should mean something. Or you can not. You can think that it's just a piece of paper and that these stockholders aren't really that big of a deal, and you can keep things from the public owners. You can think one way or the other. The tack that has really come out in today is not one of transparency. It's one of, frankly, doing a disservice to the fan base, and that's just the way it's going to be now, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, they control everything. I mean, they can do what they want. I mean, I understand your take on it, and I think it's just another way of them just trying to control the information. I mean, ever since, you know, we know that the Packers organization wants to control everything as far as they want to control the message. And so we have been seeing this little bit by little bit, them taking things away from the media. I mean, I think it all started when they said you couldn't go on the sideline anymore. Then from there, it's got progressively worse.
Yeah, absolutely. But my point is this: who cares about the media, right? I mean, I'm not here to whine about myself. That's not the issue. You give us restrictions in terms of media. It's up to us to figure out how to do our jobs. Like that's not what I'm doing. What they're doing is they're taking, and this is very important, I think, they're taking things away from their fans. They're taking information away from
them. They don't see it that way.
And I think that's what the disappointing development is here. It's not about the media. It's about the fan base.
Well, they don't see it that way.
But it is that way.
You got a follow-up, Gary?
No.
Oh, because I want to get back to, I haven't seen anything on Jordan Love. I've seen a little stuff sprinkled here or there, but because there's no preseason games. So if you can get me some Jordan Love updates next time we have you on Friday, that'd be amazing. But my question is this: I would love to see, and I know we can't know this, how they're splitting these reps up at tight end, because I'm gonna tell you something, Ryan. When you talk to them about that, the third round pick, they get so excited. It's almost as if they're just going to give him the starting job, and Jay Sternberger and Robert Tonyan, they got to get in where they fit in.
Well, you know what they lack for experience there at that position, they certainly compensate with bodies. I mean, they got Robert Tonyan now. They've got Josiah Deguara. They've got Jay Sternberger. I don't sleep on Evan Bayless. So he's a big guy, and he's got some pretty good movement skills for his size.
Oh, and they got Mercedes.
Well,
yeah.
So they've got bodies there to rotate in. And, as far as Jordan Love, we are going to speak with him tomorrow. It'll be the first
time
with him since the
draft.
Yep.
Great.
That'll I imagine, will be good for the fan base to be able to hear from the first-round pick.
Yeah, I think one of the questions I would ask is how awkward is it going to be not knowing you're not going to get game experience with no preseason games? I mean, is that going to be – I mean, do you think that'll stunt your growth? I mean, and I don't know what his answer would be, but that you've been around practice enough to know the first or second preseason, even the last preseason game, he would have got a lot of the reps. But my question is this: we did hear from Tim Boyle. They asked him about what happened when they drafted Jordan Love, and he was surprised, like Aaron was. But he said he had to just listen. It's open competition. He felt good about it.
Yeah, you know, Tim Boyle's performed really well in camp too. He's delivered the ball where it needs to be, accurately, on time. This is the second time since high school that Tim Boyle has been in the same playbook back to back. He went through six playbooks in 8 years. So it's a big deal that he's able to stay in that LaFleur's playbook and be in the system for the second straight year. And I think you've seen that. And the Packers have been pretty high since he got here 3 years ago, just with his potential. They like his talent. But you're seeing the mental side of it be able to take a step because he's been in the system again. So, you know, I think that certainly Tim Boyle's got a great chance at making the 53. I think that early on, if there's an injury to Aaron Rodgers, like you saw a couple seasons ago in the opener against Chicago when Aaron Rodgers had to miss half the game with the knee, if something like that happens and they need to have a guy come off the sideline to take snaps sometime in September at the very least, I think Tim Boyle's got a great chance to be that guy. And it's not just lip service to the competition. I mean, you look at what Jordan Love has stacked up against him with the lack of preseason, the lack of rep in general, not just preseason games, but the fact that it's the middle of August when they start practicing. That's half a month of practice reps combined with everything that he missed in the offseason. And then you've got Tim Boyle, who's here for a second straight year and has that comfortability. It's a big difference.
You know, I see him talking about A.J. Dillon's thighs and all this, that, and the other, but how does he look? Have you had a chance to look at him running the football at all?
It's tough to say just without it being live. You know how it is, Gary, without tackling. You can
movement-wise, lateral movement.
Just seeing him, it allows the imagination to kind of go to what that might be like. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing this guy in a live tackling setting because he's a big dude. I mean, that's just the best way to
put it. Can you compare him to
he looks like he's wearing shoulder pads when he doesn't have shoulder pads on, and the quads and the calves are even more impressive. I mean, he's got tree trunk legs. And he can move, too. I mean, for 250 pounds, he's got good mobility.
Can you compare him to Eddie Lacy at all?
Say what?
Can you compare him to Eddie Lacy at all?
No.
No, why not?
They're both big backs, but, I mean,
what's the difference?
A.J. Dillon looks like a linebacker. He's, like, chiseled from granite is what it looks like.
What about the movement?
So, yeah, no, you know, it's... Yeah, Eddie Lacy, the thing with it, he had power, obviously.
Yeah.
His balance was extraordinary on his ability to feel contact and to spin over the top of it and keep his feet and keep going north and south. To me, that's what Eddie Lacy always excelled at. And early on in his career, too, he had good speed. A.J. Dillon, he's cut straight from granite.
He reminds me of Jamal.
You just got to play. We don't know if he can play.
Right.
He reminds me of the Dirty Birds, Jamal from the Dirty Birds. That's what reminds me of.
Jamal Anderson?
Yeah, like just lean on you in the fourth quarter. That's what they're going to rely upon to get through this, the play action. But I'm going to yield my time to Steve because I want Steve to ask you about Aaron Rodgers throwing interceptions.
Thanks, Leroy. Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Well, he wouldn't know.
This is something that, I don't know, it just crossed my mind today because we always see Rodgers the last two or three years throwing a bunch of picks in training camp. It's seemingly every day he throws at least one. Some days he throws two. And when this all started three, 4 years ago, whatever it was, we all got worried like, oh, my God, what's going on? And now it's just, oh, come maybe. Like, okay, fine, he threw a pick, so what? He won't do this in the regular season. Which leads to my question of, is he just more aggressive? Is he willing to take more chances in situations throwing the ball down the field in training camp versus if the same situation presented itself in a regular season game, Ryan?
Yes. I don't think there's any question. And the way I think that he sees it is that it's giving opportunities to receivers to show him what they can do, what they're capable of, so that he has that information when he goes into a game and it counts, so that he won't ask those guys to do more than what they can do. I mean, he already has that baseline of what they're capable of. And so that he tests his guys, it gives his guys those opportunities to show him during practice because those interceptions mean nothing in practice. And so you can get away with doing those things. Whereas in a regular season game, you're giving the ball to the other team. It's an entirely different thing. But, yeah, to me, the significance of a training camp interception with Aaron Rodgers is just nil. I mean, it's non-existent because you know what it looks like in the regular season.
There you go, Steve.
Thank you very much, Ryan. That's what I was thinking. So that's good. Yeah. So do you think we can convert his mentality over into the regular season to take some more of those chances like he does in training camp?
Now you're pushing.
Hey, you're damn right. I am. I'm just going to ask.
I think his response would be, why would he? Because you don't want to throw interceptions, right? So, and I get why you ask, because the idea that it's a sliding scale, if you take more chances, yeah, you might throw more picks but also make more big plays. I don't think Aaron Rodgers sees it like a sliding scale. I think Aaron Rodgers doesn't like throwing interceptions, and frankly, it's kind of hard to blame him because they're bad things to do.
Yeah, and I understand that, but again, like we've talked about before on this show, you don't want him to throw 25 interceptions in a year. Nobody's asking for that, but to take more chances, to give your receivers an opportunity to go get a ball for you, as much as everybody hated Brett and would go crazy with Brett throwing into three guys, I don't think anybody's asking him to throw into three guys, but I think some of these receivers might be good with him throwing up a 50-50 ball once in a while and giving them an opportunity to go up and grab a ball over a DB. He's got size at wide receiver.
He does have size at wide receiver. You're right about that. It's hard because I've never been a professional quarterback. All I know is the way that this guy sees the game. I don't think that he's thinking of it as a compromise being made that, oh, you're not throwing these 50-50 balls, so you can't make as many big plays. I think the way Aaron Rodgers sees the game is that he can make that many big plays regardless, and that he can also cut back on the mistakes and the turnovers. Certainly, that's open to disagreement, but I think that's how he views the game, and so because of that, I don't think you're going to see that change, because the way he sees it is that he can still make all these big plays without the turnovers.
He has Ryan Wood at the Green Bay Press Gazette. Thanks so much for coming on, Woody. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
All right. See you guys.
Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion out growing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Before we move on.
Sure.
I'm going to ask both of you the same question. You both may have the same answer, and that's fine if you do. Gary, I'll start with you. Is Aaron Rodgers too far into his career to change a mindset like we were just talking about when he plays?
Yeah, I think he's always going to be what he is. I mean, he's shown you that over the last 14, 15 years. I mean, you're talking about as far as throwing interceptions.
Right, getting that mindset of maybe being more aggressive, giving more 50-50 opportunities to the wide receivers.
That's not his thing. I'm not saying he won't do it. He does take chances, but he is just not – he's not Brett Favre.
No, and I don't want him to be Brett Favre. But there has to be a happy medium in between the two.
Yeah.
I would think that you can find – Leroy, what about you? Do you think once you get further enough – long enough into your career, you're really not into trying to change too much at that point, especially if you've been successful like him?
Well, he had a two-time MVP in a Super Bowl. That system works. He'll stay to that. I mean, if I've been eating vanilla ice cream for 5 years, no way I'm going to go change the chocolate. I told you and Gary, that one ice cream, that Neapolitan stuff, I used to throw the black and the pink out and just eat the white.
But I'm not asking him to go from vanilla to chocolate. I'm asking him to go from vanilla to Twist. That's
no,
all.
It ain't going to
just a little half and half, man. That's all I'm asking.
Steve, if I've asked, you are who you are. If I ask you to be a certain way, you're not going to do that. You're going to be who you are. And that's what makes it a good show. Don't try to be Gary. Don't try to be me. And I'm not going to try to be Steve. I'm not going to try to be Gary. You have to be what you are. And that's what Wes Matthews was talking about. He said, I don't want them throwing another book at doing something different that we don't know. Now, we're really going to get beat. I need to go back to what we've done to win 56 games and won 70 games. That system on record works. Now, can you change here or there? And do you get to Za'Darius Smith to say we should have made changes during the game? Do you want guys in Super Bowl 32 at halftime to make changes? Probably. But you also have to go back. What got you there is the reason why Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame, and that's not throwing interceptions. I mean, 26-4 every year for any quarterback is Hall of Fame worthy. So I don't see him changing any other way, especially if the coaches want to kind of run the ball anyway. So if he's in a spread offense like what your guy up in Kansas City doing, now you can have that conversation with him because you got everybody around him running 4-2, 4-3. We're going to just throw it up there and let these guys run under it. But no, what works for Aaron Rodgers is not hurting this defense, putting this defense in tough spots and throwing 50-50 balls or throwing balls that he has to jump and hope his guy catches it. He's not going to do it.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on a Wednesday. The Bucks come up losers yesterday to the Orlando Magic. They get
lost. They're not losers. They lost. It's okay. They're not losers.
You lost a game. You're a loser. Yeah.
No.
That's how it goes. You're not a winner. You're a loser. No, that's how it goes.
Well, I wish you would know my mentality. Lost and loser is different. Loser is a mentality. Lost, I can make up for that. That's the difference in my book.
Fair enough. No, that's good. Yeah. I can accept that. All right. So what is your biggest concern with yesterday's...
I've been trying to help him out, Gary, but he don't want to help, man.
Yeah. I think I've changed some over the 15 years I've been here. What
not much.
No, you haven't.
No? Good.
Nah,
so you asked Aaron Rodgers to change. Why don't you change, Steve?
No, you still throwing 25 interceptions. you ain't cut back at all, cuz.
You're the same Radio Hall of Fame guy. You're the same guy.
A lot of people say I've gotten a lot softer in my old age, so I don't know. What is your biggest
concern? I'm going to ask Logan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call Logan. Not Logan.
No, don't ask Logan. You need to ask
Puck. I'm going to ask Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, Logan. Let's talk about him for a second since you brought him up.
Let's talk about Logan.
Real quick.
Yeah, what about Logan?
So he's 13 years old. Plucker can tell me whether or not he thinks this is too harsh. So
he looks 17, though.
I told, correct. I told the boy yesterday morning when I left for work. I said, now listen, I want you to unload the dishwasher and load the dishwasher back up and make sure that it's all loaded up. You didn't even have to run it. Just load it back up before I get home tonight. Uh-huh. That was at like 8:30, whatever time it was in the morning. Yeah. I get home last night, he unloaded it, and all the dishes were still sitting in the sink. So I said, okay, fine. Well, I said, you're going to bed at 9:30 then. Oh, he didn't like that answer. I'm not going to bed at 9:30. That's crazy. I said, okay, fine. You don't want to go to bed at 9:30? No problem. Then you're going to clean the downstairs bathroom, and you're going to clean the upstairs bathroom, and then you can stay up to your normal bedtime. Now, is that out of line, or was that fair?
That's because he didn't load it, right?
Correct.
He unloaded it, didn't load it.
Correct. Yes.
And how many times he's done that?
He doesn't do anything, he's told half the time. So
that's what
cleaning his room or whatever. Those are teenagers. I understand what I'm dealing with. I get it, but I don't like anything having to do with it. So instead of telling and having there be no repercussion, because there hasn't been, I've decided I've had my fill, and now there's going to be repercussions. It's going to involve him cleaning our house from now on. Plucker, do you think that was fair or unfair?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Fair, okay. Because, I mean, you're the youngest one on the show, so I figured I'd go to you.
Plucker ain't got no cheering. He's still a cheering.
Yeah.
My thing is, if my mom told me to do something, not only did I do it, I did extra. Because I didn't want her to...
That's not this kid.
I didn't see. She would have took the game from me. She would have.
Right.
I couldn't have went outside.
Exactly.
It would have been some kind of structures for me. What my mom says, the gospel. I'm doing it.
Thank you.
I'm doing it because I want to be on her good side. So when we go out to Wendy's, I can get something extra.
Right.
But the other kids in the car can't get nothing extra because they didn't do this. They didn't do
you chores. Figured out the game quickly. Yeah, you figured it out
quickly.
Quickly. Yes. Yes. What is your biggest concern with yesterday's Bucks loss?
Go to break, Steve. Go to break,
But that's where your mama could go upside your head, though.
You can't touch kids now.
Can't touch them.
Not to mention the fact.
I can touch them, but you can't use the game there. That's just like touching them.
Yeah,
so they're going to take that game.
As we all know, if I touch him and he touches me, I'm not getting up. So that's not a wise move on my part regardless.
You're right.
Yeah, that's not smart for me either way. But what is smart, if you need new windows or you need a new door, Pella Windows and Doors.
It's back, Gary. It's back. Wait, did you see my commercial yet, man? Did you see my commercial, man?
Where are we going to see it at?
We kept telling you, Larry V. was really good in it. I still have not seen you in a commercial, though.
I have not seen you in a commercial
yet. Oh, Plucker says he may have. Yes, Dan?
I heard it on the radio on the Bill Michaels show earlier.
Oh, there you
today,
go.
But I have not seen it yet, Leroy.
Are y'all cable off?
DirecTV.
Y'all need to pay y'all bill, man. I got a commercial, man.
You may want to see when it's running. Maybe it's running at like midnight or 1 a.m.
Hey, stop.
Maybe they're running the Larvie one during the day and then you and Larvie at night.
Oh, that hurts, Steve. I'm going to give you some free brats. I'm going to make you pay for them now. Hey, I saw it last night, man, 8 o'clock prime time. Me, Gina, and Wayne. Now, I don't know why y'all need to get y'all. Somebody please call up and tell these boys y'all see my commercial, but they think I'm making it up. Go ahead, Gary.
No, I ain't seen it, Leroy.
Yes, you have. Jen saw it. Your Jen, she saw it. Oh, now, why you ain't seen it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you were probably asleep.
I saw it, you know.
No, you were asleep.
Might have been. Might have been.
That's Southern talk. What's back, Gary? What can you tell us about the fellow with
the 555 is back, Leroy. The 555 is back.
I love Gina, man. She always helping people.
That's what she does, Roy. She comes up with these neat, new, and creative ideas to help you folks save money. Guys, here's what the 555 is. It's 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment, plus a 5% bonus saving, the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and the bonus savings applies to windows and doors installation, guys. Go check them out today. That's Pella Windows and Doors. Stop by your nearby showroom or Pella Experience Center or set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Chris Klug from ABC Audio Video just texted me. He said, you should have only had the kid just load the dishwasher and that should have been it.
Why?
No, because he's never going to learn. Never, ever, ever.
No,
he had like 9 hours to load the thing.
Exactly.
Hours. And you know what he said? You know what he said, Leroy? He said, Jackson distracted me. Not for 9 hours.
On.
You need to stop.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you need to stop.
Hey, blame it on my baby. I don't appreciate it. I'm going to call Logan today.
Blame it on the four-year-old. Well, good news. He just sent me a video and just got done cleaning the second bathroom. So
there you go. Yeah, right. Okay, Logan.
Yeah, little by little. Yeah, that's how this is going to go. All right.
Now, he corrected Steve. Let it go. Don't bring it back up. Just let it go.
Right, unless he doesn't do it again tonight. Then we pick another room for him to clean. What's your biggest concern with yesterday's Bucks loss? 414-799-1250. And Leroy's favorite segment of the show, the Brewers lineup is
out. Uh-oh, I can't wait.
We'll find out what that looks like next here on The Fan.